yes, and I want to say good afternoon to Nathaniel. Good afternoon. How are you doing?
Hi, good afternoon to you, Keisha. I'm doing good. How are you doing?
I am wonderful, and for me, it's a thankful Thursday for me. I've been seeing some of the things happening internationally, so for me, especially in Florida, I'm saying I am thankful, very thankful for what has been happening. So how can two people say the exact same thing about you? You want to know what they said about you?
Sure.
A very promising young man. Yes. They saw the flyer, people who were following, and yeah, Marine included, said very promising young man. Y'all may have seen him. Y'all haven't seen him recently, but more recently he was a face in the forefront as a news anchor on a popular news station, Nathaniel Emlyn. We are going to go a little way back, but I actually want to focus on a side that I don't think a lot of people know about you. I told him that and he's like, oh, hey, somebody said they miss you. Somebody just messaged and said they missed you. They said you are phenomenal. Wow, the accolades are coming in before I even start to read or say something. So you have a reputation that precedes you, which is good. It's good. All right. So what I'm gonna do right now, for those who are not clear and don't remember, I am actually going to play. I'm still getting accustomed to the technology. Yeah, I'm Nathaniel, so please forgive me. Yeah, he sent across. So just as, but it looked like I don't really have to say anything because people know the name. They're like, oh my gosh, it's him. Oh my god, celebrity in the house. All right, so. Before I even read through your bio, I am just trying to get a video of him. We'll start off with that. And like I said, I want to tap in. Yes, how did you get into the media? How did you? But we're going to focus a little on a part of you that maybe most persons are not aware of, that he is a musician. He is into music. All right, he is quite diverse and talented. Reliable Source, did you know that? Were you aware that he is a musician? And let me say, his instrument is actually the piano. All right, so I am working on that quickly. I think before we actually do that, let's go down memory lane, Nathaniel. Since most people already know that this is, you know, where they really know you from, I should say, in the media. How did it all start? How far back did it begin?
Okay, so we're going all the way to 2013.
Yes.
But before that, I really loved public speaking. In my olden days at this radio station, it's closed right now on the Morn.
Right.
I used to be part of a children's program.
When you said closed right now, are you referring to RSL?
Yes.
Hey, you RSL? I see what I tell you. Good background there. He's an RSL. Hey, wow. Okay.
Yes.
There we go.
So it was the late Von Noel.
Okay.
And I expressed my interest with him, you know, in radio announcing.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, he gave me a few tips now and again, mm-hmm. which, of course, have certainly come a very long way. And, of course, I've put it into good use. So, basically, fast forward to 2013,
mm-hmm.
I started off as a radio announcer.
Okay.
And it has just been a wonderful experience. I watched myself grow over the years, and I'm fascinated just connecting with people. In St. Lucia, connecting people regionally as well as internationally. It has been a phenomenal journey.
Ah, interesting. You said regionally and internationally. That has you have piqued my curiosity there is, name one person or one entity or whoever it is, regionally and internationally, one in each, that you've been able to connect being in media. I know how that is. You know, you're able to be on a level with certain people that not normally the layman would be able to, just, you know, on an ordinary basis.
Well, I have made connections through the university called the Northern Caribbean University, that is located in Jamaica.
Right.
They actually have their own radio station on their campus, on campus. So, I mean, over the years, we have collaborated on various projects, and we have just seen phenomenal growth.
Ah, wonderful, wonderful. Okay. One second, somebody is calling in. I don't know what that's about, but okay. All right, so how was that experience for you, and how has it contributed? How did it now contribute? I mean, it's one thing, I say, people, you get your experience within your island, within where you are, where you born and raised, but then now when you're able to travel and be afforded, you know, that opportunity, how did now, you know, help in your growth in what you have done in media so far?
All right, so with that, just the networking, like I said earlier on, has really helped me to become a better person, you know, getting into various groups, sharing ideas, developing maybe a production, came back, wanted to make a few changes where I worked at the time in media, and just really incorporating those changes in the workplace, we're seeing tremendous growth.
Wow, wonderful, wonderful. Okay, I think I do have that. You know how the technology goes. I am trying to get that video on of you doing your news reporting. I mean, as we speak, a few more people are just messaging in and sending in messages. Like I said, it looks like definitely persons. I know you have not been on for a little while. We have been corresponding, and people are actually saying that they miss you. All right. So let's just I wanted to go through the bio a little later, but let's go through the bio now, as I'm trying to sort out the tech issue. Nathaniel Emmeline is a dedicated media and communications professional with over a decade of experience in marketing and communication, added to his skills and accolades. As the founder of the Perpetual Praise Gospel Group, established in 2012, Nathaniel has worked to inspire and uplift through music, which we're going to definitely touch on. I want people to see another side of you. His directorial work includes two gospel music videos in Creole, Upani Deme, that's You Don't Have Tomorrow, in 2018, and Jezi Edemwe in 2020, and the other entitled What Is Wrong in Living Right, a 2021 nominee for Most Outstanding Youth in Media. Nathaniel's talent extends to co-emceeing, script writing, and voice over work, having served in these roles for Miss Universe St. Lucia in 2022 and 2023. His love for videography and photography, combined with his commitment to media, continues to leave a lasting impact on audiences. I want to say he has forgotten one thing.
Oh, really?
You've forgotten something.
I am not too sure.
Okay. I've gotten the video. Let's play the video. When we get back, I'm going to... I don't know if you're trying to be modest and...
No, I'm not. I don't.
Let me see. Okay. I'm still trying to ensure that it plays. Okay, here we go. This is Nathaniel in his element, and how most people of recent have known you?
National Geographic unveiled its selection for the best of the world, and amid the diverse culinary landscape, a family-owned restaurant has achieved an unprecedented feat. For the first time in the region, Artisan has secured a coveted spot on National Geographic's esteemed Best of the World list for 2024, nestled in the southern part of St. Lucia.
That was it?
Yeah.
Yeah, give us a little snippet. So if you've seen this, I'm going to play a second one. Let's play a second one. Yeah, some people have saying he just disappeared. They said he just disappeared. Okay. We're going to add one more, just one more of Nathaniel. Just waiting for the technology to act right. Right.
Julian Alfred residents are gearing up to celebrate her triumphant return. The community expresses deep pride in Julian Alfred's outstanding achievements, bringing not only personal glory, but also placing Cicero prominently on the world stage. In a heartfelt tribute, the residents have officially named the street where she resided as Juju Street.
Right. So y'all are hearing that voice that, it's somebody just, I'm looking for a word somebody just said there. I'm missing it in the live, but that outstanding voice. And I think there's certain voices, once you hear them, there's a deep respect, and you definitely know who that person is. So, like, I'm going to say names when you hear, for example, the radio announcer at RSL, remind me of Von Noel. When you hear Von Noel, when you hear the late, who passed recently, Dave Samuel. Nathaniel, you have your distinct voice and quite professional. All right. He has disappeared for a bit, but we're not going to go into that. What I will ask him on a personal level, and I know you wouldn't mind saying that, is that he is now partnered. Nathaniel is now partnered, and I can say, I mean, I've been observing that he is now married. How is that going for you? And as somebody, especially I know of the Christian faith, your words as well to youth, quite a few people have lost faith in having unions, long-lasting unions, and even perhaps what it takes to be able to be in such, as I like to put it, and it's supposed to be that way, companionship. So first of all, so far, how has it been? And your advice to youth who not sure, want to go into this, and so on. And then we know that, yes, you are deep and grounded in your Christian faith.
Mm-hmm. Well, to respond to your question, Keisha, it has been a wonderful journey. It has been phenomenal. I always encourage persons to pray. I'm a strong person when it comes to prayer. There is a contemporary adage which says, where there is more prayer, there's more power. I also believe that it's really important to communicate. Communication is really integral. I mean, right now we're actually communicating right here on the. So of course, communication plays a really, really integral part. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Oh, you completed. So in terms of that has been working well, and this is what you believe will take anyone forward in a marriage, because like I said, there are a lot of people who are shying away from that kind of commitment.
Uh-huh. Yeah, I also wanted to add as well, it's really important to get that form of support, mm-hmm, from the right set of individuals. So many times we tend to get advice from Tom, Dick, and Harry, and they're not providing us with the right set of advice.
Right.
And that's sometimes we feel in that area. Having a good support system, a strong support system, I think it's really integral in 2024. I would want to see a special shout out to my parents. They have been a really strong pillar for me over the years. And really, of course, praying and putting God first in everything.
Okay, wonderful. We're going to take a quick break. When we get back, a little more on the personal side, because that's what I like to do on Youth Unplugged. I know persons are still saying, hey, we missed that voice. They're happy to hear the voice once again. We want to say thank you to Bank of St. Lucia for being supportive and sponsoring the program. We'll be right back.
Dream big. Make it your own. Home Sweet gets you any style of home.
POSL's Home Sweet is the sweetest mortgage deal in St. Lucia. No payments for 3 months. A low interest rate of 4.75% for up to 30 years. Plus, a further 0.25% discount with a solar PV loan. All with zero commitment fees. Grab your POSL Home Sweet mortgage today.
OSL.
101.1 and 99.1. This is Turn Up Radio.
Oh, yes. Like I said, very short break to make sure that we recognize our sponsors, Bank of St. Lucia. One more video because I also want to, like I said, a little more on the personal side and then continue to... Let's talk about the musical side of things. The part of you that many people do not know. You said, and I said it before, that you have been grounded in your Christian faith. In this time of 2024, you know, all the distractions and the naysayers and even those straying from even believing that there's an almighty. Apart from, yes, you do have your parental support as well as your wife, I'm pretty sure. What keeps you going? Because this is not just today you've been grounded in your faith, but what really keeps you going? If you had to pick the top thing that keeps you going, staying committed. Because I know some people who were deep in the Christian faith and it's gone as far as being, they're now atheists. They are now atheists. So what has kept you on that path?
All right. Well, I think the answer to that is quite simple. I would say praying daily, the same way it's important to brush your teeth daily. Mm-hmm. You know, praying daily is really important. We can't navigate life without prayer. Mm-hmm. That is my belief. I mean, like I told you early on in my opening statement, where there is prayer, there is more power. Little prayer, no power. So prayer has been what's really keeping me.
Okay. Just prayer, I mean, somebody will say, okay, ensuring that the good book.
Oh, yes. Not forgetting that. Yes. How could I forget? That is really important. The Bible constantly... studying the Bible.
Okay. And how do you incorporate that with prayer? For those who are listening, still unsure and lost, because I've heard a lot of church leaders say it can't just be one without the other. It has to be synced. Yes.
All right. So for me, whenever I open the Bible, or before I open the Bible, I would start off with prayer, asking God to give me the right scripture, allowing him to really open up my mind so as I read I may understand, not just to read for reading's sake. Many a times we just read for reading's sake, but it is important that when we read, we understand what we read. So many times we read and we don't quite understand, and even though you don't understand it, it's important to seek clarification.
Right.
You have a mouth, you need to speak out, you need to speak up, and not just understand, but most of all apply. So the application process is really important. So that's what's been helping me over the years.
Great. Music. How did that happen? Where, at what point in time did that happen? And how far back did that happen?
All right. So let's see. You're juggling my mind this afternoon.
Hey, that's what I'm there to do. I know curious minds. I'm sure some people, I'm not seeing some of the comments right now, but I'm pretty sure they say, hey, music. Okay. That's another side to you. Recently married. Okay. All right. Nice to know. So how did that start off?
All right. Things.
Mm-hmm.
I recalled starting off playing in church for a choir. Well, mm-hmm. I didn't start. I was just observing the musician.
And right. I recall. Can I ask what church was that?
It was the Castries Church, Castries Estate Church on High Street.
Oh, okay. Uh huh.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. And then I was pretty interested in playing the keyboard. I didn't know what I was doing at the time. So, you know, just through observation, I went home that night and I recall telling my parents that I would like the keyboard to play, you know? And they're like, what do you mean? You don't know how to play the keyboard. You just told you want me to buy your keyboard, you know? And
how old were you then?
I think I was probably 7 or 8 at the time.
Oh, wow. Okay.
Yeah. So that's way back.
Yes.
Very, very way back. And I recall upon receiving the keyboard, you know, you try to observe certain tones, you just hit keys.
Mm.
I mean, at the time, I didn't know what I was doing. Eventually, I started playing the scale, we call that the musical scale, the Do, Re, Mi, Fa, Sol, La, Ti, Do.
Right.
I'm like, sounds pretty cool, right? Eventually, I was enrolled in the St. Lucia School of Music. Where I learned music well, from grades 1 to 3
mm-hmm.
at the practical and the theory level. Upon mastering that, I was able to play at my church back in the day
mm-hmm.
For a choir, if my memory serves me correctly.
Mm-hmm. Same
then,
church?
Yes.
Okay.
That is. That was my first church.
Okay.
And I got the opportunity. It was pretty much a nerve-wracking experience.
I can imagine.
But yeah, over the years, you know, you just try to master your craft as much as possible. You collaborate with persons, you network, you be consistent. Consistency is really important.
So when you say networking with
musicians.
Okay. So you're yes. now, apart from church, were you performing elsewhere?
Probably at concerts.
Okay.
I performed at a few concerts. I think that's the most, and possibly I recall the 1 or 2 weddings.
Ah, okay. But is it right? Something that you would have considered you wanted to pursue professionally? In as
no.
much I'm about to play some music that you have actually been involved with.
Okay.
But why not? Can I ask, why not?
I am not too sure. I mean, it's something I've never really considered. Now you're saying that. It's something uh-huh. I've never really considered.
Mm-hmm.
But you know, my heart has always lie in public speaking, in media, marketing and communications.
Mm-hmm.
You know? But just to backtrack based on what you said, I mean, it's really important to be consistent. And in being consistent over the years, I think, and any musician can attest to that,
mm-hmm.
I would say that I've come a very long, long way. I mean, anyone who's maybe a keyboardist, a drummer, a guitarist, a bass player, or pianist, they would say that they start from small and they grew and just see amazing results in the end. And not forgetting there is always room for improvement.
Always room for improvement. Okay. I did say that I said you forgot something in your bio. It was graphics, as you said, marketing here. And as I brought on the music aspect of it, it's only graphics or do you do animation as well? A bit of animation?
No animation.
Okay, graphics. No animation. I'm just saying, you never know in keyboard and whatever yet. It is, it could exactly lead into that, because I do know in terms of doing jingles, there are some people that learn to do their thing in the background. They know how to, I can call out a few names that I know because they know their instruments. They do jingles. They're probably not performing in front of public people, yeah. But I'm just throwing things your way, you know, that I think you have good potential for. Let me play. We'll just speak about that very quickly and wrap up, because the half hour goes so quickly. Jezi Adenmwe. Well, tell me about that before we play them. This song.
All right. So I think it's a perfect time to speak about that, because we're in Creole Month, Creole Heritage. Jezi Adenmwe was, of course, written by a young lady. Her name is Kia Hippolyte. And in the credits, the video was directed by myself. Upon her writing the video, I said to her, why not, upon writing the song, sorry, why not, you know, let's get some visuals to make it more appealing to our viewers. And of course, I came up with the concepts as how I really wanted it executed. So that's how it really came about. Jezi Adenmwe, as in God help me, Jesus help me. No, we cannot do nothing on our own. In this life, we always supposed to remember that it's only through the power of God. So this song is basically a big encouragement, you know, for everyone listening, that they can't do nothing on their
and
own.
And it's available on YouTube, huh?
It is.
Okay.
It is.
Well, let's take and, we're going to take a quick listen.
Okay.
Like I said, we're just taking it a little bit in. That's a wonderful kind of zouk. Can I say zouk dance?
Yeah.
Kind of.
Yeah. Zouk
kind of gospel. I didn't get that. You had a musical input on this?
Yes, I was saying that. I just did a correction though. This song in the background was actually, the artist is Charlie Shamika John.
Right.
I directed the video. We had the backup singers, Alanis James, Sharina Alexis now, I think her name is Sharina David.
Uh-huh.
And the composers was Veronica Small.
Okay.
So when I spoke with the artiste at the time, really wanted to really conceptualize what we really wanted to bring across in the song. So that was my responsibility on really directing the song. At the time, though, we didn't have a professional camera, so I recorded it on my iPhone 8 Plus at the time. So
videographers, you know, say that's good enough, so hey.
The technology was there, so we made good use of the technology, and I think we have maybe 1,000+ views on there on YouTube for that.
Okay, nice. Nice. There's one video with you in there on YouTube. What's the name for that?
Well, it was actually this
song. This one. Okay. All right. Yes. So again, folks, Nathaniel Emlyn, who was very long-standing, yes, in our media, even before he was up front being a news anchor, is also a musician, pianist. Here on Youth Unplugged, I am always here to unplug all the other aspects of everyone else. I want to get final words from you, Nathaniel, as we wrap up. I always want to our youth, one, staying grounded in Christianity, yes, morality, and making their contribution to community using their own gift and finding their niche in society.
Of course, I always encourage persons to network with people. Network, network, network. I think early on I alluded to getting a good support system, trusted support system. 2024, it's really important to get a trusted support system. And it reminds me again of a contemporary adage that I would like to leave with our listeners and viewers. And I learned it from primary school and I still apply it to myself. It says, good, better, best, never let me rest until my good is better and my better becomes my best. And I just encourage people to really remain focused, put good first in everything, and go out there, do your best, and give 100%.
Wonderful. I thank you for that. I haven't heard that in a while. Let's say it again. Good, better, best. Grandmother used to say, good, better, best. Good, better.
Never
let us rest till the good is better and the better is the best. People, if anything, make sure that's part of the nuggets you take away today. I have not heard that in quite some time. All right, Nathaniel, thank you. Thank you so much. We here at the team at RCI, myself, we continue to wish you very well in your endeavors. Hey, we wish you well with your new union in terms of your marriage and whatever it is that you are aspiring to do. I want you to take
thank
this.
Thank you so much.
Yeah, I've given you your opportunity just to say goodbye to our audience and to our listeners.
Thank you so much, Kishas and Helen, for having me. Thank you so much to the viewers tuned in and tremendous support. I just want to say good afternoon to Latoya. And also to Phil Henry and the many of you who have been tuned in. The messages have been quite overwhelming here. I've not been able to check everything, but I just want to say a special thank you to all of you listening and viewing.
Great. Thank you, Nathaniel, and have a good one. And hey, dare I say, he is actually, as far as I'm aware, an avid listener for Youth Unplugged. Thank you so much for your support as well.
Yes, thank you so much. Take care. Bye-bye.
Bye, people.